physical act that, from my recollection, I cannot honestly say if they have ever been featured on Girly So Groovy, yet their sound is decades old. One of the most important pop groups of the 1960s, with a sound built around just radiant vocal harmonies and a solid electric folk foundation. Honey, we are starting off with the Mamas and the Papas here on Girly So Groovy.
I used to live in New York City. Everything there was dark and dirty. Outside my window was a steeple with a clock that always said 12:30. We'll be right back.
Music right there from smoky chanteuse icon Marianne Faithfull. Music that comes from an album turning 20 years old this year, Marianne Faithfull's album Before the Poison was released in 2005. We heard the song My Friends Have. Now, if you are a fan of PJ Harvey and you picked up the backing vocals on that song, you are not wrong. PJ Harvey is all over Marianne Faithfull's 2005 album, Before the Poison. In fact, that's kind of how Marianne Faithfull works. She finds musicians that she works well with. She is not necessarily a songwriter. She's a vocalist. So she brings in songwriters like PJ Harvey to work on a full album. And PJ Harvey works so well with Marianne Faithfull. In the middle, it is music that we've featured here on Girly So Groovy already with the latest album. The band is called The Sound Carriers. And I have to say, as your musical host, I am embarrassed to say, it took 5 albums for me to finally tune into the British neo-psychedelic quartet known as The Sound Carriers. They are a band who deliver magic and mystery through a cinematic sound encompassing a diversity of influences from acid folk to reggae to garage rock to trippy jazz. The new album is called Through Other Reflections. It was released back in the autumn. This time we heard the song Behind the Fire, and then kicking off the second hour, creating its own folky mood, it is The Mamas and the Papas, going back to 1968 from their self-titled album. We heard the song 1230. Young girls are coming to the canyon. We're going to keep things moving right now. It is time for the quirky alternative indie rock of Stereolab here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back. when you have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to twirl it all away, well then, honey, you have tuned to Girly. So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from an act that's heavily psychedelic, sweetly pop, gently experimental. French singer, instrumentalist Melody Prochet, who writes and records under the moniker of Melody's Echo Chamber. We heard this song, Looking Backward. Now, that's from Melody's Echo Chamber's most recent album, Emotional Eternal. In the middle is something that we have featured a number of times here on Girly So Groovy, and every time we feature it, I am delighted. Broadcast was a British band who made a name for themselves in the early 2000s by blending early electronic music, psychedelic rock, and 1960s pop into a sound that was retro-futuristic. In 2011, lead singer Trish Keenan sadly passed away from cancer, effectively ending the band. While the band's label, Warp Records, recently gathered demos for what would have been the pioneering electronic pop duo's fifth album, releasing a collection that brims with raw energy. The latest collection, released just last year, is called Spell Blanket, collected demos 2006 to 2009. We heard the song The Games You Play from Broadcast. And then starting that set, one of the most distinctive, influential acts of the 1990s and 2000s, Stereolab. We heard their song Visionary Roadmaps, that comes from the quartet's album Fab Four, a suture from Stereolab. Lots more music to get to coming up in the last half hour of the program. I've got music on the way from CSS, Heinz, X, The Runaways, Blondie coming up in the last half hour. But up next, it is British alternative rock duo Sorry here on Girly So Groovy.